Tories flog bank assets to hellhound US profiteers Tom Baldwin. The Tories have sold off another £13 billion of public assets to a US private equity firm. This time it was mortgages from failed bank Northern Rock, bought as part of Gordon Brown's bailout of the banking system. Chancellor George Osborne is hailing this as a success, because the mortgages have not been sold at a loss. This is certainly an improvement on previous sell-offs. But overall, the taxpayer has made a big net loss on Northern Rock. Loss. The privatization of Royal Mail and the sale of RBS shares earlier this year also made a loss of over £1 billion each. This shattered Osborne's portrayal of himself as careful guardian of the country's finances. It will likely not prove a good deal for mortgage holders. Cerberus, the casino capitalist buyer named after the three-headed dog which guards hell, has a record of tough enforcement of any breaches of contract. Described by one property developer as ruthless, unjust, and unreasonable, it specializes in risky or distressed assets. Greedy speculative behavior by finance firms was a big factor in the financial crash in the first place. Banks sold subprime mortgages, where home owners would have problems paying them back. So the loans the banks thought would be earning them money were actually worthless. The then Labour government rescued the banks by buying up this bad debt at huge cost to the taxpayer, fully expecting to hand it back to the bosses when it could make them money again. The Tories have dutifully carried out this program. The Socialist Party said at the time we should not have just nationalized the debts and let the bosses keep the profits. We fight for whole financial system to be in public hands, not the hands of these private sharks. Run finance under democratic workers' control to serve society's needs, not just inflate a few bankers' bonuses,